Here comes the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Odor swings at a pitch in the dirt. Castro picks it up, throws to first, and that is the ball game. Ding dong, the losing streaks are dead. Astros finally win a game against the Rangers and do it at Globe Life Park in Arlington, beating the Rangers tonight by a final of 3-1.
Welcome to another Astros podcast.
This is Steve Sparks, and I'm with Astros reliever Pat Neshek, who's been getting some big outs for the Astros in particular, and a big one yesterday for you in the eighth inning. Big double play and a big moment for you. How'd it feel good?
Yeah, you know, this team's been playing us tough, and you come into that. You never know when you're going to pitch, you know. It could be the sixth inning, seventh, eighth. So, it started with throwing strikes and getting ahead of them, and you never know what's going to happen, but it worked out really good.
Pat, it's a big day for a lot of guys around the country because it's the draft day, and you got drafted the first time out of high school out of Minnesota, but 1999, take me back to that time and what you were feeling as you were anticipating possibly getting drafted.
Yeah, you know, like you said, not a lot of people really pick guys out of high school in Minnesota. So leading up to that, though, you know, you go to a lot of the showcase camps and a lot of the scouts would put on, you know, little tryout camps where you could showcase your skills and stuff. And I'd go there and just try to, like, throw my arm out there as hard as I can, you know. I'm going to try to hit 90 today, you know. And I think I did that when I was a junior, and so they'd follow you during the high school season and watch you. And, you know, there was a little bit of interest, and the Twins ended up taking me late in the 45th round. And, wow. And I was really pumped. I wanted to go to college really bad, but it was cool just having that that keeps, like, surrounding you, that sure. You've been drafted.
And then, so you got to go through their first 3 years at Butler University, knowing that you'd been drafted. And tell me, after your junior year, when you're eligible again, what was the prospects for you to get drafted again?
Yeah, I went to Butler, and I learned a slider. I was throwing from the side. I was throwing hard. I went to the Cape Cod League. I think I gave one run that summer, so wow. I kind of got my name on the board, and the Twins took me in the sixth round that year. And
what did you think that they were going to draft you? Did they have a range, like, you're going to go between the fifth and the tenth round?
Yeah, it was. I actually thought it would be in the first five rounds. Seeing some of the other guys that got picked, but you know, I think I scared a lot of people off throwing weird, and you know, we kind of had to. A lot of the sidearmers and weird guys had to blaze the trail, guys like Joe Smith and stuff. And now a lot of those guys are getting picked a lot higher and stuff like that. But back then it was kind of like, this guy's weird. He's not going to last. He's going to blow out right away. So I didn't know. I talked to probably, I think it was 28 of the 30 teams. Yeah, I think the A's that year, that was the year they had Moneyball, and I think they had seven first-round picks. And so I was thinking they might take me and just try to give me a low signing bonus or something. But yeah, as it went on, it was like, man, this needs to happen here. I'm going to go back to college here. So.
And I can't imagine a guy that grew up just outside of Minneapolis getting a chance to be drafted by your hometown team. Was your whole family just going crazy?
It was really neat. You know, the Twins are really good about that. Every year they usually pick somebody that's local. If you watch a lot of their drafts, they'll take a stab at somebody. So having to come back and pick me again, that just showed me that there's a lot of interest. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when I was in the system, it was nice, you know, hey, he's from here. I feel like I had a little bit more of an advantage. And then when I made it up, it was really cool. I never really thought about it when it was happening, but looking back, it was like, man, that was like the perfect setup for me.
Those are great memories. A lot of guys in the clubhouse can probably share some similar stuff, but when it's your personal story, it means a lot. So thanks for sharing with that today. Pat Neshek.
You got it.
The following Minute of Astros History featuring Larry Durker is brought to you by Minute Maid. Minute Maid, put good in, get good out. Here's Dirk.
Jeb Bagwell made it easy for Mike Hampton on this day in 1999 at New Comiskey Park on the south side of Chicago. For the third time in his career, he blasted three home runs in a game as the first place Astros won 13-4. The Astros were missing Moises Alou, but Bagwell was making up for it in spades. The team was already ahead 4-1 in the sixth when he hit one off Sean Lowe. He hit another one leading off the eighth and delivered the coup de grace with his third in the ninth. It was an extraordinary day and yet another year where Bagwell put up Hall of Fame numbers. At the time, he was hitting .346 with 20 home runs and 58 RBIs. He ended up hitting .304 with 42 homers and 126 RBIs. He also led the league with 149 walks and 143 runs scored.
Thanks, Dirk. Minute Maid believes that whether it's families or juice, when you put good in, you get good out. That's why you can count on Minute Maid to deliver delicious, refreshing goodness in every sip. Minute Maid. Put good in, get good out.
Welcome back. Robert Ford joined by Astros manager A.J. Hinch. Astros finally breaking the curse here in Arlington. And, it's hard to win a game, period. For whatever reason, it's been harder against the Rangers in this ballpark. So that one really had to feel good yesterday.
Yeah, it did. You know, we played some close games the first two games of this series. Then yesterday came out, got the lead, held the lead. Had a little bit of traffic at the end of the game. But it was nice to see us come through with a win in this ballpark and make that walk from the dugout a little happier.
And, I mean, you look at a lot of the games these two teams have played against each other, especially this year, and a lot of it was Rangers capitalizing on opportunities. But, you know, your pitching staff did a really good job. Your defense did a really good job of limiting opportunities, especially with Doug Fister on the mound.
Yeah, I mean, Fister does a good job of making them beat him. If they're going to beat him, they've got to do it in the strike zone. He's going to throw strikes. He's going to be very bullish with his fastball. And he pitched to all quadrants of the strike zone, which was important. You know, they're a good low fastball hitting team. So for him to be able to change his game a little bit and elevate some, throw some cutters, throw some late curveballs. Doug Fister's been very good for a number of starts here in a row, and our team's pretty confident when he's pitching.
And maybe the play of the game might have been in the eighth inning. Rangers had a couple of runners on. You had the two-run lead, and Pat Neshek comes in, faces one batter. Elvis Andrus gets a double play.
Yeah, it was the matchup we were looking for, Neshek versus Andrus. We didn't, you know, necessarily expect a double play, but it was a good favorable matchup for Pat. He's so hard on right-handed hitters. He's dominated. I think he's only given up a couple hits on the entire year against right-handed hitters. So we get that type of matchup at the most critical time for him to make a pitch and us to make the defensive play behind him was a big boost and really squashed a late-inning rally again in this park.
And once again, save opportunity, and it was Will Harris getting the opportunity and did give up the one hit, but not a whole lot of drama there.
Yeah, no, Will comes in cool as can be and does his part. You know, I'm very confident with him on the mound. He's very comfortable. The fastball cutter combo is really good. He's got a power curveball. So for him, you know, obviously you never want to see the tying run come to the plate, but if they are going to come to the plate, having the ball in Will Harris's hand is pretty comforting.
You know, you look at this Rangers bullpen and the way they've pitched against you, and more often than not, you face their better relievers, whether it be Diekman or Dyson. But yesterday, you Darvish on a bit of a limited pitch count, and then had to leave with the injury after five innings, and you got to see some of the middle relief and able to take advantage.
Yeah, most teams, you know, struggle in middle relief a little bit, and that's no disrespect to anybody that pitched yesterday or throughout the league. It's just where the soft spot in the bullpens usually are. So we were able to get Darvish out of the game, you know, and you know he came up a little bit sore, I think, and also we built his pitch count to a decent amount in the first five innings. So getting to that middle relief is always key against any team. We were happen to get away from Diekman, away from Dyson, guys that are throwing in the upper 90s, and found a way to get Altuve up to bat with the game on the line, and he came through with a big double.
Yeah, and you look at the first couple of games, didn't get a whole lot of production from the top of your order, but yesterday, George Springer, leadoff home run, and then Altuve driving in the two runs with that big double.
Yeah, we go mostly as they go. In the Springer-Altuve-Correa threesome is as good as they get when they're right, and you know we can score from any part of our order, but when we get contributions from the top of the order, it's, you know, we feel pretty good about it. And Springer obviously set the tone with a homer. Altuve comes up with a big two-run double, and that's all we needed.
A.J. Hinch, thanks for joining us.
You got it.
Pitch your questions to the booth. Email your questions to radio@astros.com. Robert Ford and Steve Sparks fielding your baseball questions. Radio@astros.com.